Welcome back, everybody. We're diving into something pretty interesting today. The evolution of Christmas traditions in Mallorca, specifically their culinary traditions.
Okay.
We've got a mix of sources for this deep dive, a few articles, and even a fun blog post.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like things are shifting away from the sounds of, what is it? Alegre tintineo de ollas de barro.
That's right. Yeah.
That's cheerful clinking of clay pots for anyone who doesn't speak Spanish.
Yeah. Beautiful imagery, right?
Yeah.
Those clay pots all clinking together while the family's cooking.
It does. It sounds really lovely.
Yeah.
But our sources suggest there's a move away from that and more towards the rustle of takeout bags.
Interesting.
So get ready for some culinary surprises.
It really is fascinating to think about how Christmas in Mallorca, it was once just synonymous with these incredible home-cooked feasts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, families would come together to prepare really elaborate dishes like porcella rostida, which is a slow-rested suckling pig.
Wow.
Or cabrit tender roasted goat. And of course, no Mallorcan Christmas table would be complete without gambas de solar.
Okay.
Which are these amazing prawns that come from the town of Solar in Tyrone.
What's that?
It's a traditional nougat confection.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's quite a feast.
It sounds incredible, like a total sensory overload.
Definitely.
But also, like, incredibly labor-intensive.
Yes.
Just thinking about those clay pots clinking away.
Yeah.
It suggests that people are spending hours and hours in the kitchen.
Absolutely. Hours and hours of prep and cooking. Yeah, it's a real commitment.
Yeah.
And what I find so intriguing is that nowadays, it seems like a lot of Mallorcans are actually opting for takeout and restaurant dining instead for their Christmas celebrations.
Really? So instead of like a bustling kitchen filled with family members, it's more about like strategizing reservations at the hottest restaurants in Palma.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. There's definitely a shift happening in terms of priorities. You know, people are seeking convenience, guaranteed quality, and that special festive ambiance that you just can't quite replicate at home.
Yeah, that's true.
You know that buzz and excitement of a restaurant on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Totally. But there's got to be more to it than just wanting a stress-free Christmas dinner.
Right.
Right.
You're absolutely right. There are other factors at play here.
Like what? Is it just that people are too busy to cook these really elaborate dishes anymore?
Well, there's this interesting concept that one of the articles talks about called culinary amnesia.
Culinary amnesia.
Yeah, it's a pretty striking term, right?
What does it mean?
It suggests that the knowledge and practice of these, you know, very time-consuming recipes are starting to fade away.
Okay.
You know, as newer generations kind of prioritize other things.
So it's not that people have literally forgotten the recipes.
Right.
It's more that the skills and the desire to kick them just aren't really there anymore.
Exactly. It's almost like a conscious trade-off.
Interesting.
Between tradition and modern living.
Huh. So it's less about forgetting and more about intentionally choosing a different path.
Yeah, precisely. And, you know, another article brings up this idea of the cooking as a hobby fallacy.
Okay. It points out that a lot of Mallorcans, they do enjoy cooking in their everyday lives, right?
Right.
But that enjoyment kind of disappears when they're faced with the pressure of making a huge holiday feast for their entire family.
Oh, I can totally relate to that. It's one thing to, like, whim up a nice meal for yourself.
Exactly.
But when you add in the expectations of a big family gathering, especially during the holidays, it's a whole other level of pressure.
Absolutely. It's like the difference between leisurely cooking, you know, for pleasure,
mm-hmm.
and competing in like a high stakes cooking show.
Right.
Like MasterChef. You can imagine the potential judgment from family members.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the Tia Maria, who always has something to say about the ensamada.
Right.
Suddenly the idea of takeout seems a lot less stressful.
Way more appealing.
And a lot more appealing. Exactly.
I can picture it now, like a perfectly arranged takeout box of, what is it, Frito Marinero?
Yeah, Frito Marinero.
Replacing a potentially dry cabaret.
Ugh, I'd take that any day. Speaking of which, the articles mentioned some specific restaurants and dishes that have become like popular choices for Christmas takeout.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, there's Aros Brut.
Aros Brut.
Which is that hearty rice dish.
Yeah.
And it's often ordered from local fondas.
Right.
Which are those traditional Mallorcan restaurants.
Yeah, they're known for their like rustic home style cooking.
Yeah, so it's like they're outsourcing the traditional flavors, but still getting to enjoy the essence of Mallorcan cuisine.
Exactly.
Which is really clever.
It's a really smart adaptation, I think.
It is.
And what's interesting is how this whole shift is being framed.
How so?
Well, it's not seen as laziness.
Okay.
Or a rejection of tradition.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like a celebration of modern convenience and a way to create a new kind of holiday experience.
Mm. That's a really interesting perspective. Yeah. So it's not about abandoning tradition.
No.
It's about redefining it for the modern world.
Right, exactly.
I like that. So tell me more about what this modern Majorcan Christmas feast actually looks like.
Okay, so picture this. Okay, so picture this. Instead of a table overflowing with, you know, all these homemade dishes, mm-hmm. you have these beautifully arranged takeout boxes.
Oh, okay.
Almost like artisan gift sets.
Interesting. Okay, so what's in these culinary gift sets?
Well, one article describes frito marinara arriving in eco-friendly packaging.
Nice.
Croquetas de sobrasada, carefully placed like edible ornaments.
Okay.
And a perfectly plated gâteau de matelas M. Gelat,
really?
Which is an almond cake with ice cream.
That image of the croquetas de sobrasada as ornaments is just so striking.
I know, right?
It really speaks to the creativity of modern Majorca.
Absolutely. And it highlights a really important point.
What's that?
It's not just about convenience.
Okay.
It's about presentation, too.
Right.
And really showcasing the best of Majorcan cuisine in a way that embraces modern life.
Sounds like they're taking takeout.
Yeah.
And elevating it into something really special.
Exactly. Yeah. Celebratory.
It's not just a sad, you know, last minute option.
Yeah.
It's an intentional choice.
Right. And this whole idea of embracing convenience.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it ties into a much broader societal trend.
Oh, absolutely.
Not just during the holidays, but like in every aspect of our lives.
Think about it. Meal delivery services, pre-prepped ingredients, robot vacuum cleaners.
Yeah.
It's all about efficiency, right?
Yeah, totally. It's like we're all looking for ways to simplify and streamline our lives, especially when we're juggling busy schedules and, you know, everything else.
And the blog post that we have, actually, it's called Deck the Halls in the Kitchen. It argues that, you know, embracing this convenience during the holidays shouldn't be seen as something negative.
Okay.
It could actually be a way to celebrate the talented chefs and restaurants that are out there.
I love that reframing. Instead of feeling guilty about not doing everything from scratch,
it's like we can view it as supporting local businesses and allowing ourselves to actually enjoy the holidays.
Yeah. Without that added pressure.
Without all that pressure.
Yeah. And the blog post goes so far as to suggest like a call to minimal action.
Okay.
Which is support your local restaurants.
Yeah.
Whether it's through ordering takeout or making reservations.
What a great idea. You know, you get to enjoy delicious food.
Yeah.
But you're also contributing to your local economy.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
It is.
And, you know, even if you're someone who loves to cook.
Yeah.
Maybe this year you try something a little different.
Like what?
Instead of making everything from scratch, you know, maybe delegate a dish or two.
Okay.
Or even just focus on like reheating leftovers in a really creative way.
So we're not saying that everyone should like abandon their family recipes and order takeout every Christmas.
Not at all.
It's about finding that balance.
Right.
What works for you and your family.
Exactly. The core message here, I think, is that, you know, the true spirit of the holidays.
Yeah.
It's not about culinary perfection or rigid traditions. Mm-hmm. It's about, you know, creating memories and connecting with loved ones.
Right.
Regardless of where the food comes from.
I mean, that all makes sense, but I'm wondering, even though this all sounds positive,
mm-hmm.
do you think there might also be like a sense of loss?
Oh, that's a good point.
Associated with moving away from these really deeply rooted culinary traditions.
It's a really great question. And yeah, you know, it's definitely possible that some Majorcans, you know, they might feel a twinge of nostalgia for those bustling kitchens and the multi-generational cooking sessions.
Right.
But I think ultimately the focus seems to be on adapting mm-hmm. and finding ways to preserve the spirit of the holidays while still, you know, embracing the realities of modern life.
It's so interesting how they're finding that balance between the old and the new. You know, honoring their heritage,
mm-hmm.
but also creating these new traditions.
Mm, it's fascinating.
Their Christmas celebrations might look different than they did a generation ago.
Yeah.
But the essence seems like it's still there.
Absolutely.
I think the Majorcans are really giving us all a new perspective on holiday traditions.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not about clinging to the past and doing things exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It's about adapting and evolving
while
still holding on to, you know, the heart of the holidays.
Exactly. And I think their approach to Christmas dinner is such a great example of that. It's like they're showing us that tradition can be fluid, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be static. Yeah. It can change and adapt as our lives do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing that beautifully by incorporating that modern convenience while still, you know, cherishing what's important about their culinary heritage.
It makes you think, you know.
What do you mean?
do we sometimes put too much pressure on ourselves?
Well, yeah.
To recreate those, you know, those picture-perfect holiday meals?
Oh, totally. Like from magazines?
Yeah, from magazines or like, you know, memories from our childhood.
Are those like really idealized versions of the holidays?
Yeah, maybe it's okay to let go of some of those expectations a little bit.
Yeah.
And focus on creating an experience that's just more enjoyable and less stressful for everybody.
Absolutely. I think the Mallorcan approach, you know, it challenges us to think differently about our own holiday traditions. Mm. Like, what could we reimagine or simplify?
Right.
You know, so that the holidays are more about connection and joy.
Yeah.
And less about feeling obligated to stick to these outdated ideas of what a proper celebration should look like.
What if this year, instead of stressing over that, like, multi-course homemade feast,
yeah,
we take inspiration from the Mallorcans
oh,
and just embrace the joy of delegating.
Yeah.
Maybe we order in a few dishes or, you know, ask friends to bring a side or even just focus on making one or two special items.
Right.
And keeping everything else really simple.
I think that's brilliant. You know, it's all about giving ourselves permission to create a holiday experience that feels right for us.
Yeah.
You know, that reflects our values and priorities.
And who knows, maybe that shift in perspective will lead to even more meaningful and memorable celebrations.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up our Mallorcan Christmas deep dive, it seems like the big takeaway is this. Traditions are meant to evolve.
That's it.
And sometimes that evolution can lead to a more relaxed and joyful and delicious holiday experience.
I think that's a great way to put it. And, you know, it leaves me with this question I want everyone listening to think about.
Okay.
What traditions could you reimagine this year
yeah.
to create a more joyful and less stressful holiday season?
I love that.
What would it look like to really give yourself the gift of a celebration focused on those connections
mm-hmm.
and shared moments?
Yeah.
And not so much on, like, culinary perfection.
Maybe this year the best memories will be served with a side of laughter.
I hope so.
A sprinkle of gratitude for everyone who contributes.
Yeah.
And, you know, a newfound appreciation for the beauty of a well-curated takeout box.
Maybe.
Happy holidays, everyone.